Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for a community comment. Hello again. It's been a while since I've been on the air. Well, I have not been goofing off, but actually been very busy with several trips to the San Francisco Bay Area. As with anyone on the road and staying in hotels and motels and eating out, problems do arise. The older you get, the more difficult it is, or so it seems. I admire those who immigrate to our country seeking a better life. I respect them for seeking out jobs and being a part of the active society. I only wish that those dealing with the general public could speak better English. I spent part of 3 days just trying to verify a room confirmation number for reservations at one of the more popular hotels. I know I'm elderly and somewhat hard of hearing, and I do my very best to listen closely so as to keep down repeating what has been said. Dining out can also be an experience, as you know, not so much a language barrier, but the personality of the wait person, waiter, waitress, or server, take your choice, coupled with the level of management of the establishment. Most of my meals were prepared and served very well. My biggest problem in that category was right here in Eureka, a 45-minute wait before I saw any type of food or beverage on my table. Their food is good, but not that good, so I tend to avoid the place. I can vividly remember one of my late brothers-in-law when it came to dining out. He was a stickler for timing and good service. If he did not receive what he thought he should, the tip ran anywhere between 1 and 3 cents. How embarrassing. I was really impressed by an exceptional waitress in Santa Rosa recently. Not only a good conversationalist, but also a good salesperson. She wove her sales pitch into our friendly exchange. I'm not a stranger to driving in heavy traffic, but I was unpleasantly surprised by 2 separate incidents that took place within my view. Both were passing on the right on multi-lane highways using the shoulder as an additional lane. Both were at high rates of speed, with one of the vehicles a large 1-ton dually pickup. I could see the other drivers being passed react, but all did well while keeping their vehicles under control. The other violation that is seen on a regular basis is backing without checking the rear area. I am seeing more and more backup lights flash on and immediate moving of the vehicle. In fact, I was the victim of one of these careless backers only a month ago while driving a friend's car. Those of you who have had the new backup cameras on your vehicle must also be aware that you control the car, not the camera, and it is still your responsibility for the operation and movement of your vehicle. Fred Nelson for a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.